We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hi, I'm here today with Amanda and Ryan from our Service Cloud team to talk about some of the latest updates of Service Cloud and what they're going to be doing at Dreamforce. Welcome. So tell me what's going on with Service Cloud. What is the latest?
Thanks, Kurt, for having us. There's a lot happening with Service Cloud. As you know, Service Cloud is part of the core Salesforce platform, and we are the number one service platform out there on the market today. And it's because of our customers that allows us to be this number one service platform. And recently, we've gotten recognition from analysts and research firms like Gartner and Forrester, recognizing us as leaders in customer engagement and customer service. And it's all because of the platform. The platform that we have allows us to integrate business applications like sales, marketing, analytics, and intelligence all into one single platform. And this allows customers to provide a better customer experience. So there's a lot of exciting things happening, and we're bringing all of that excitement to Dreamforce.
So what are you bringing to Dreamforce? Yeah. Tell me what your plans are. I know you guys have lots of plans.
That's a very good question. There's a lot of great things happening. There's a lot of new things happening, which is great. One of the new things that's happening is something that we're calling the Industry Innovation Station. Now, this will take place at the Hilton Union Square. It's going to be throughout the entire week of Dreamforce. And the objective at this space is for attendees in customer service to come and learn to be innovators in their industry. So they'll have the opportunity to take workshops so that they can become innovators themselves and also have the opportunity to engage with other service innovators. So this is a place where we're bringing together a few of our successful customers in Service Cloud and giving them a platform to talk about the successes that they've had on our service platform. So it's kind of like a little networking session going on. But the idea here is we want to give attendees a space to become innovators and engage with innovators and build this community of innovators in service.
And Kurt, we're really excited to have this brand new experience because what we've heard year after year at Dreamforce is more hands-on. We want to get into that product and also we want to hear from the customers. And so that's why this whole experience has been created, is to give the customers what they've been asking for.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm sure everybody's going to really appreciate the fact that it's something a little bit different. You get to talk with the experts one-on-one as opposed to in a lecture-style or theater-style format.
Exactly.
So tell me, Service Cloud is actually embedded into the Dreamforce mobile app. How does that work?
Yeah, so that's something that we've been doing for about 3 years now. We've taken our Service Cloud product and embedded it into the Dreamforce app and make it part of the Dreamforce experience. So with Service Cloud snap-ins, we have the ability to take service channels and embed them into any mobile app or any website. And we have done that with the Dreamforce app. So from within the Dreamforce app, if you're thinking of yourself as an attendee, sometimes you have random questions that come about, right? You want to be able to go to a source of information, search for a solution yourselves. Well, guess what? With Service Cloud, we've embedded self-service knowledge articles into that app so attendees can search on their own. We also have embedded the feature to initiate a live video chat so that attendees, if they're not able to find the answers that they want, they can easily press a button, get connected to an agent, all in a two-way video interaction. So overall, it's this embedded service experience that we're putting right into the palm of the hands of Dreamforce attendees so that they can engage with customer service agents throughout Dreamforce.
And, you know, I think about myself at an event, and sometimes you're running around, you're trying to find your meeting, or perhaps you need your lunch. And where is it, and where can I go? You can actually use the Dreamforce mobile app to find your answers, and if you can't, you can escalate to somebody that can help you.
And since we've been doing this year after year, every year we try to build the experience better and better. So this year we're integrating Marketing Cloud and some of our new Service Cloud features into the app. So if you think of yourself going to like an event or a conference, you might get like a ping or SMS text message coming in, right?
Perfect.
So that's a one-way interaction, right? You get a text, you're just like, great, someone's telling me where the Service Cloud keynote is. But I don't know where it is. How can I ask someone a question? So this year, because we're integrating with Marketing Cloud and we're using features like live message, we are making that experience better. Because now that one-way interaction is a two-way interaction. So when you get that text, you can easily respond and you'll be connected to an agent. So all within your SMS mobile app, you can quickly respond and get someone on the other end helping you out about that notification that you got.
That's amazing. And we don't want people, hopefully, to have to go looking for where the keynotes are. But if you do, it's wonderful you get to do that. And what a great way to show the power of Service Cloud and the platform and Marketing Cloud. That's amazing.
Definitely.
So at Salesforce, we're all about the community. How is the customer community coming to life at Dreamforce?
Yes, Kurt. Brand new also this year, we have this Community Cloud Station, and it's your one-stop shop for all the top inside use cases on how customers are using the customer portal and the website. And we also let you get hands-on. You can create your own dream customer website or portal. Customers can drag and drop Lightning components, and we'll have experts on hand to answer any questions you might have. And we'll also help you refuel with daily bites and beverages. So more information, you can go to cloudstation.com.splashit.com.
Fantastic. We've been in the field service market for a couple of years now, going really strong in that. What will we have in store at Dreamforce for mobile workers and people looking for that mobile solution?
Yeah, more and more, we're actually seeing the mobile workers needing empowerment. And so we've designed over 15 sessions for them. So it's sessions like Dream Roadmap. We also have breakout sessions, theaters, and also these networking customer sessions where you can hear about from a customer, what are their use cases? What are some tips to get started? And also, more importantly, how has Salesforce impacted your customer experience? So don't forget to stop by the Kony Manufacturing Experience. You can actually see field service in action, and it's right next door to the Service Cloud Campground. And lastly, make a plug for the whole Einstein vision. It's pretty cool because it allows your mobile workers to actually identify a part in the field by snapping a photo or an image of that part. And Einstein vision will let that mobile worker know what part it is. So we have a fun game at Dreamforce called Find That Part, and you can visit us at the Marriott Marquis to check it out.
Fantastic. What other places can people go at Dreamforce to find out more about Service Cloud?
Yes, so there are those always-on activities that customers love, right? We have the campground where our keynote is brought to life. So attendees can come there and see more product demos, get more granular about what they just saw in keynote or in sessions. They can also, like Amanda said, attend or come and visit the customer showcase where they can see customers like Kony talk about how they use Service Cloud. So there's a lot of opportunities there. But to add to that, there's also the Service Lodge at the Marriott Marquis. This is where people can get even more granular with service. They can attend breakout sessions, theater sessions. They can also get more product demos if they want. And they also have the ability to interact with our products in a different way. So Amanda touched about this earlier, that experience about finding the part and highlighting some of the new features that we have. And Einstein Vision is one of those new features that we have. And this new experience of finding a part and using the technology in a fun and engaging way is a way for attendees to come and learn more about our product in new and interesting ways.
So what advice would you give for people to prepare for Dreamforce before they get to learn more about Service Cloud and while they're on site?
So Kurt, yes, I would actually have the people go visit Trailhead and take some badges, learn a little bit about Service Cloud and field service before they come to Dreamforce. Second is definitely visit Agenda Builder. So reserve your sessions, especially the keynote for Service Cloud on Tuesday at 1 p.m. And then also when you're actually here at Dreamforce, use the hashtag of Service Trailblazer, because we want to learn from you. What are you learning at Dreamforce? What are the best practices? What are you building? Share with us so that our community can take advantage of that, and we'll award daily prizes to our trailblazers.
At Salesforce, we're all about the community. Can you tell me at Dreamforce how the customer community is coming to life?
So our Community Cloud Station is brand new. It is your one-stop shop to get all the inside customer use cases. And you can also get hands-on. You can build your dream customer website and your portal by dragging and dropping our Lightning components. And we'll have experts on hand for any questions you might have. And the opportunity to also refuel, which I think is very important, with bites and beverages. So more information, Kurt, you can find it at the communitycloudstation.splashthat.com.
Well, thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Amanda, for being here. And thank you for joining us. And we'll see you at Dreamforce.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.